I just wanna be a stupid hoe.
Welcome to your new favorite podcast, Bimbo Box, with me, Kelsey Pennywinkle, or if you're a slutty duddy, I am Foxy Box to you. So how are you guys doing? I hope that you're loving what you're hearing, the diversity, and I've got a really amazing episode for you today. And we're doing things a little bit different. If you watch us on YouTube, you're used to being spoiled with seeing our beautiful faces entertaining you on the other side of the screen. But my friend Spanish Barbie and I decided we wanted to do things stripped back and relaxed in our element and just have some good no pressure banter. So enjoy the photographs that we are providing you today of us all dolled up for you, and please appreciate the background here. It is Spanish Barbie's logo and you guys are going to love her. So my guest today is Spanish Barbie. She is a beautiful 4'10" mattress soaker is what she goes by with her branding, and it's true as far as I can hear. The rumor has it that she is a wet one, ladies and gentlemen. So I really think that you guys will enjoy her. She's like very, very just real, and you love authenticity. That's obviously why you're here. And I can almost guarantee that when you're tuned in here, you're going to hear people's authentic selves. And that's the whole point of this project. So before I just start blah-blahing, I'm going to bring Spanish Barbie out. So everybody, welcome to the stage, Spanish Barbie. Hello.
Hey. Oh my God. That was such a good intro. I was laughing.
You love it?
Yes. That was cute. Real cute. I liked it. Thank you.
You know, like when I do my introduction, I really try to like hone in on like the sleaze of like a strip club announcer. and like also just like the podcast format. You know, a little known fact about me is that I, for many years of my early adulthood, found myself DJing at roller skating rinks. So oh, wow. I have it. It's in my DNA.
That's awesome. I'd love to go to a roller skating rink. It's been some time.
Do they have roller skating rinks like in the East Coast still?
Or,
like,
oh, yeah. There's not too many of them. You know what I mean? But you do see them every now and then. And then I'm like, oh, shit. I haven't done that since I was like 12, 13.
Yeah, I seen many stages of roller rink kids over the years, and you know, it's sad that they're going extinct. It's very strange that it's like the youth that exist now in this place that we are in, this realm that has changed so much. It's like they're so robbed of their childhood. They're so robbed of these experiences because it's like almost like the cost of living and running a business are just unobtainable for things that are not just necessities.
Yep.
It's sad. So extremely Spanish Barbie, sad. What would you like to tell the listeners here about yourself? Give us a little, give us your MySpace about me section.
She said MySpace. Well, you, that was funny. You killed it for me. I love the intro you gave for me. So a little bit more about me. So yeah, 4'10" mattress soaker. That's what my name is. I actually came up with that name just on a whim. I don't even know how it came up. I was like, I think that's pretty fucking cool. And as soon as it came into my mind, it went on Twitter and it was a wrap from then on. I was like, I gotta, you know, put this down before somebody tries to take it from me. So anyway.
So I didn't know there was a whole bunch of 4'10" mattress soakers running around, but I better watch out. Saying.
Or like somebody could just say, oh, I'm the 5'6" mattress soaker. It doesn't sound the same. Sorry.
Somebody better bust out some wet floor signs and start carrying them around.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I had to come up with a name that, what was it? What's the word I'm looking for? Showcase my talent. So yeah. But yeah, so I've been in sex work for, you want to consider, so I'll just say how long I've been modeling for. I've been modeling, I'm 31 now, I've been modeling since I was in my early 20s, so I don't know, some people consider modeling sex work, I don't know, but I will say I was doing boudoir and nude modeling, so boudoir is like lingerie modeling, you know. And then when OnlyFans came around, which has been about 5 years. Because before that, other than Patreon, well, Patreon and OnlyFans, I feel like kind of came around the same time. And before that, I had all of these beautiful nude photos that I could not post anywhere because could not post them on Instagram. And this is before Twitter was even like a fucking thing. So, And I love just taking pictures of nude photos. I want to like say that when I first started doing this, since there was no OnlyFans or platforms, it wasn't like I was taking all these pictures to post somewhere. I had nowhere to post them. I literally just loved doing it, and I literally just, there were times when I was like, yeah, I can make a poster out of this or something like that, but there was no big like clear picture of what I was actually gonna do. So, I was saving them for my portfolio, if anything. But then when OnlyFans came around, I was like, what? I can post my pictures and my nudes and make people pay for it? Because one thing about women, even if you're the least bit attractive, you're gonna have guys who are thirsty for you. It is what it is. I didn't make the fucking rules. So I'm like, well, I have all of these guys who are constantly asking for nudes, constantly. Oh, do this, oh, do that. And I was like, And at the time I had Snapchat. So I was just like, you know what? I was working a vanilla job always. I like always, almost always had a vanilla job back in that time. I said, what do I have to fucking lose? Let me just send out my link and see what the fuck happens. Not even thinking if I was gonna make money from it, just seeing, So, and literally, that's how it fucking started. It literally started from me, like, not even thinking anything of it. Like, I have a couple nudes. What am I gonna do with these? And that's literally, like, it humble fucking beginnings, if you wanna call it that. So, and then gradually, as the years progressed, I was just doing nudes, nothing really super crazy. I wasn't even doing anything with anybody else. Like, it was just strictly me, and it was, kind of vanilla like, well, for what I do now, I call it vanilla like. And but then eventually, I started doing some solo stuff, and I was like, okay, like that's cool. They're not gonna say no if you show them more. You know what I mean? So then, as the years just go went on, I saw an opportunity to make more money doing adult film. And realistically speaking, I was not one of these people who was scared of that. Like, I wasn't scared of like being recorded or any of that shit. So I was like, you know what? Again, just me thinking nothing of it. Like, let's just see where the fuck this goes. I had a 9 to 5. I was just not very like, I didn't know where I wanted to go in my life. You know what I'm saying? I truly did not. I graduated from college like a lot of us did, and I was stuck at 22 years old. Like, what the fuck do I do now? And I just knew that I had at that time at least one passion, and that was modeling. So I said, well, I'm gonna keep this as a hobby, keep it as a hobby, keep it as a hobby, and just whatever happens, you know what I mean? So, and again, that's how it started. And just it went from me just posting videos with like my boyfriends at the time, or just some guy that I had in my life that wouldn't mind doing some stupid POV recording on a cell phone, to then maybe I would say fast forward to it's gonna be my 4th year officially doing adult content. I would say like porn, right? So it was up until that time when I was like, you know what? Let me like take this serious. And then I started to actually schedule collabs and go get tested. But not that I wasn't getting tested before, but do it the adult industry standard right way, That's when I went out to Vegas and all that. Like, that was like my first like, oh, big girl trip. Like, oh, let me, and it took off ever since. I've just been, I've been going at it in different ways, especially that I've been at it now for 4 years, and that's something that we're definitely getting it into. I wanted to give you guys like just a little synopsis of what my life has been like for the past few years in sex work. But outside of sex work, I am a regular person. I'm a mom. I'm a teen mom at that. I had my daughter when I was 16. I'm 31 now, so it's been she's my only one, and that's been an experience all on its own. If you guys, shout out to mothers out there, especially single mothers. We are fucking super women at times. That's truly what I think. And I'm just in all around. I would tell everybody, like, I may not look like some people will look at me and think, a lot of people think I'm a stripper or something. I'm like, no, I wish I could dance. I really do. Like, I would have been done stripping a long time ago if that was the case, but just aside from how I look, I guess I don't quote unquote look like somebody you maybe would see every day or whatever, but I live a pretty normal life. And I mean, I'm older now, so I don't fit in with like this rock style, rock star, listen, rock star lifestyle
Rockstar
or
lifestyle.
like porn star lifestyle that I think that some
Right.
people think that I'm like, no, like, you know, I'm just a single mom. I'm a content creator. I kind of don't really like porn star for me. I don't know. I kind of go back and forth with
That's really
that.
interesting. So I have a couple of different things to touch on that you talked about. So number one, we have a lot of civilian listeners, right? So they have no idea what the fuck a vanilla job means. Do you want to explain to us what we mean when we say vanilla job?
A vanilla job is a job that will fire you if you have an OnlyFans.
You know, it's funny. We have
In
multiple
simple
things.
terms.
Right. So, you know, when you hear vanilla job, usually that's just like, hey, that's your 9 to 5. And believe it or not, a lot of the porn stars that you know and love, and content creators hold down like a vanilla job.
Oh yeah, they
And
do.
so that's like a common thing. And it's a big
Very
deal. Like
common.
when a girl hears that, like, I do sex work 100% for my living, they're like, oh my God, that's so awesome. It's like a goal to be able to do that.
Right, right.
Everybody
That's
wants
how
to
I
lose
thought of it.
vanilla.
Yeah, that's how I thought of it.
It's really wonderful. It's like a goal for us to not have to have a vanilla job, to completely be able to be like, okay, sweet, I have my civilian life, but that's when I'm like with my family and things like that. And then another thing is, you and I have a lot of crossover with like similarities. I also was a teen mom. I have a 16-year-old, and we both kind of started modeling around the same time. We've been doing this stuff for a long time. My question is, you know, actually, I remember a guy telling me back in like 2014, like, you need to get a Patreon because I was hustling off of Instagram. I always hustled off of Instagram. And so I remember like hearing about that, and I was like, that sounds fucking stupid. Who is even going to care about this? I should have started all these things, you know, should have, could have, would have. Because I've been doing sex work my whole adult life. I started in 2009. I was a webcam model originally on Live Jasmine. I switched over to
Oh, I remember
StreamMate
Live
because,
Jasmine. Yeah.
yeah, I switched to StreamMate because I got recruited by like an agency. So, like, you know how there's like the OnlyFans agencies now? There used to be a ton of webcam modeling agencies like in the
I did not
beginning.
know that.
So I really like, I pioneered that shit. Like, I'm not even like, no shame even saying that. Like, I was one of the first, I remember seeing no BBW representation in general back then. The only BBW porn star like that ever really caught my attention that I ever noticed was like Bunny De La Cruz. And shout out to Bunny because she's like in our network, which is really fucking crazy to me, like a full circle moment. Like, oh my God. And also like she's been around so long and she's just, I love that. Because it's really hard. Like the turnover rate in this industry is huge. It'll make and break people real fucking fast. So you got to be really smart. You got to be business savvy. And I firmly believe that anybody that has success, like long term in this business, is somebody that would have success in any business that they walk into.
I'm telling
Because
you.
sex work is real work, and it's real fucking back breaking, pussy fucking breaking, fucking soul breaking work. Like,
Absolutely.
you know, people don't even understand, you know. And the biggest insult is when somebody's like, oh, hey, like I was thinking about selling foot pictures. It's like, oh
Girl.
yeah, are you gonna fucking trash your feet with like
Girl.
a whole bunch of food and stuff? Cause like that's the only way you're gonna sell any foot content, motherfucker, unless you're
Girl.
already like established.
This is a whole conversation, and it's all people who think that they can make it happen by doing the least.
And you know,
The
some people can
bare
do the least to
minimum.
make it happen, but I have to be very
It's
honest.
very far and few
And
between,
it's a hot
though.
take, and I don't have respect for those people the way that I have respect for the people that are out there grinding, like the people that just all of a sudden like went viral online and now they can sell like half-ass nudes. Like when I see people's quality of stuff that's like not like any effort put into it, I'm insulted as like a professional. It's
And
like if I'm
ultimately,
sharing an office with somebody that doesn't have the qualifications as me, but they're making more money. Like, fuck that.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And then another thing that you had mentioned was that you don't like calling yourself a porn star, but I'm gonna give you kind of my take on it, and then I want to hear like why you feel that way. So I often feature on the Smokers Lounge podcast with Bobby. Have you ever talked to Bobby Lucas on Smokers Lounge? It's so
Not
fun.
yet. I know. I've been tr we've been trying to schedule something, but yeah, he's reached out to me.
He's fabulous. You know, and he's giving us all a voice in the same way that Dylan with Thickness Protection Program does. Like, right, they're both gems of men. I trust them both, like, with my life.
Shout out to Dylan. He's cool. Cool people, yes.
Yeah, Dylan's obviously, like, deeply one of my best friends. So, yes. Like, a shout out to
people.
Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know my co-host for Beatbox, his name is Dylan. He goes by Palm. Dylan is Palm. Palm Media. He does music reviews for, like, underground or lesser known artists. He talks about mainstream stuff too, but he also does Thickness Protection Program, where he gives a BBW, curvy body positive porn stars and content creators a space to, like, speak their mind. And it's a podcast that really created all this with me. So awesome. Like, it's awesome. Dylan really inspires me. But aside from all that, so Bobby and I were talking, and he said that he considered me a porn star. And I was like, well, why do you consider me that? Like, I think that I am a content creator. I don't think I've earned that. And that was when I had just, like, no scenes out yet or anything, like, professionally. But I do feel like now that I have multiple scenes and more in the making, I am, like, a porn star by definition. And so I think that porn star for me is, like, an earned thing. So, like, I look at you and I'm like, that's a porn star. Like, aww. Spanish Kirby is a porn star. She has worked her ass off to make her brand. She has an online presence. If I type her in, I can Google her. That's a porn star. Right. You know, I haven't Googled you, but I assume you're Googleable, right? Yeah. I know you're Googleable. If you put in Foxy Box, like, you see all my work, you see all the art that's been made for me, you see my Johnny T hip hop organic song that they made for me for my birthday. So cool. Nice. Yes. And so, like, I have a presence on there. All the images are me. So that's what I think is kind of, like, the difference. It's like, in the age of the content creator cheapening our art and stuff, I think that the term porn star is, like, a respect thing. So why don't you like it?
Well, okay. So I guess, well, thank you for thinking highly of me. I appreciate it.
I admire you. You wouldn't be sitting right here with me if you weren't somebody that I consider to be, like, an extraordinary person, like a legendary bimbo. Like, look at you, babe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate it. I wish that we gave each other more praise, you know, instead of other shit.
But,
so I guess the reason why, I guess it's because of, like, my own old-fashioned way of thinking, like, a porn star is someone who's, like, a signed contract star, someone who's always in Brazzers and always in, like, you know, like, all, like, these top companies, you know, and someone who's signed to, like, a top agency. You know what I'm saying? Because those are people that you can go on, like a Brazzers or a Bang Bros and shit and see them, like shooting all the time. You know, those would be, because obviously those are really big companies, so more vanilla people, I call them civilians.
civilians people. We also consider, we call you guys civilians. I know.
And people get mad at that. I don't fucking understand, but yeah. So those are, like, for example, like, they watch a lot of those porn sites, you know, like Bang Bros and all that. So, like, they know, like, you know, who all these big name stars are, like, you know, like Violet Myers, Violet Saucy, and all these people. She's just the first person that came to mind, but there's a lot of people, even people that I, you know, when I used to watch porn back in the, not that I don't know more, but I'm saying, like, before I got in the industry, a lot of the porn stars I knew was from those fucking sites. And I mean, they're pushed everywhere. So I don't blame people. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you watch, like, I mean, that's just what's put out there. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's why.
But the thing is that if you wanted to, you could have that, though, but you don't have the need to be in an agency, which I think is the breed of porn star. It's that content creator porn star hybrid. And that's what, you know, that's the future for most of us. And I think that, you know, as far as Brazzers and all that, now I see that and I'm like, that's just kind of like they've made their thing. I think that things have kind of gone in a different direction, because then you have, like, a million studios. Like, I mean, you've shot with how many studios that have a pretty heavy following, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. I've shot with, like,
so
with smaller studios, but yeah.
So you said something that I think would be kind of a funny thing to discuss for a second. Let's have a conversation. You said that you consume porn still. I consume porn still. So I have two funny things that I'd like to talk about. Number one Do you have the problem plaguing you that when you go to look at porn, you see all your fucking peers? Because I can't escape it. I see, like, you know, if I'm like looking for porn because I have myself and stuff, now it's pulling right. up a bunch of people in my network, and I'm like, oh, holy fuck. Like, they're so right. and so. And it's like, oh my God. Like, it's right. so weird, right?
No, no, no. You're right. I see a lot of people that I know that I've shot with, or people that, you know, that I haven't met yet, like, or that I say I know, but I haven't met them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Network. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I see a lot of people.
It's weird how when you're in this world, how small it really is.
It's so fucking small.
It and would some be people think that, like an iceberg, like a 2024 porn star iceberg.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, no, it's really, it's wild. And a lot really of these same people that I used to, like, watch, they're still doing porn. You know what I mean?
Right. So, oh my God. So that brings me kind of into my next question, a segue. So Pornhub, I think that's where a lot of people get their porn, which is like a whole ethical kind of situation, first right. of all, because, but it's also a tool that a lot of us use for advertising. Do you actively advertise with Pornhub and use it as like a tool?
Yeah, I do. I would say I'm much bigger on my Xvideos account because okay. of the simple fact that, well, you know, not that, you know, if you're not in the industry, you probably don't know about the whole fucking MasterCard incident that happened with Pornhub a few years ago now. And ever since that happened, our earnings for creators has significantly dropped.
Yes.
Like, I wasn't on Pornhub like that much. I really wasn't on Pornhub before that happened. And I heard people telling me like, oh man, like you missed the golden age. I'm like, what happened? They're like, man, we were making bank on Pornhub before all this shit happened. Right. You know what I mean? So, and then it kind of, you know, unfortunately with the things that happened, it made the creators be like, well, why am I going to keep, you know, fucking with this site that's just not paying me as much anymore? Well, right. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
And it's absolutely wild. Okay. So when I first started, I was like, fuck, well, let's hype everybody up on Pornhub. So I made an exclusive Pornhub video. And what I did is I did the full scene. It's still up there. It's kind of like my soft Anna Nicole Smith tribute video. I like grab a shelf. I grab like her book off of my bookshelf and I'm all, Anna would never let these men take advantage of her. Anna would make them serve her.
Oh, wow. I fucking love it.
It's so ridiculous. It's so cringy. Like sometimes when I see the stuff that I do in my videos, I'm like, oh my God.
It's okay. It's okay. It got you to where you are.
And it'll continue getting me to where I'm going. So yep. It's cool. I'll cringe at myself. I mm-hmm. think it's cringier to work for a corporate fucking beast. But anyway.
I'd be fake smiling. But yes, go on.
Right. So I did that and I got a lot of traction really fast. Johnny Sins follows me on Pornhub, oh, wow. which I'm like, oh my God, Johnny Sins, like he saw me that's and he's awesome. Like, yeah, that's a hot fatty. I love her. and so like I love that. And I was like shell shocked. I was like, holy fuck, does he follow everybody? And then I did some research and I was like, no, he doesn't. Like he really he noticed yeah. me. Yeah, and so awesome. I was like, okay, this is going somewhere. So I kept uploading a little bit here and there to it, and it was really taking off. But I couldn't correlate it to making me any fucking money. And as you were saying, the only way that we get paid there for views is ad revenue. And so you make like a half pence. Like you don't even make like a whole penny per view. Like
girl,
I've been up there for like 10 months, I think almost. And I have maybe a balance of like $36. Yes. And I have like, I'm on like, you know, I've at least got 10 to 15,000 views on each of my videos. I've got at the lowest, I think one of them is just like a 90% rating. And that's probably just because I was rude to like time wasters. And I was like, go fuck yourself. So they probably went and downvoted my shit. But like, I do pretty decent on there for like just being like small fish and self-produced. So like, it was kind of shocking that it's like that balance when I removed a lot of the videos to like stop the freeloaders from just like busting for free. Cause like these guys are so like dumb. Like they'll be like, Oh, I just love your work. And you're like, oh yeah, what did you see? And you find out they're like jerking into the free stuff, or the ones that are like
The ones who go on Twitter and
I
jerk
just
off to the same
came.
10-second fucking clip. Yeah.
Right. They'll be like, I just came to your content. And I'm like, oh my God, where did you see it? They're like, oh, here on Instagram. It's like, bro, what
Are
the
you
fuck?
fucking
Don't tell
kidding
me that,
me?
you idiot. Like,
Literally.
oh my God. So anyway, and you know, another thing though that I wanted to bring up, just to touch for another second on the Pornhub thing. So I always feel like, because I still like to consume porn sometimes, like it's weird how like your self-love becomes like where you feel like you're guilty for getting off without getting paid. Like that's a whole different subject.
Right.
But you know, like I used to always get all my porn off of Pornhub, and so by habit, like of course I'm like looking for stuff on there and watching it. But then I find myself thinking, like, fuck, is this ethical consumption? And am I being a problem by being in the industry but still consuming the free stuff, but like expecting other people to like pay for porn? You know what I mean? Isn't that wild to like
Right.
how?
No, yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's like it's one of those things, like we all do like the same thing, like like the porn people. So it's like, is this really that
It's
bad?
like
Like, no, I know
we
what
get
you're
a
saying.
pass. We get a pass because we're the creators. So it's
Like
like,
if
okay,
we're
we are
eating, like if we're
creators.
eating somewhere, but let's say we're eating at a
Yeah, like
restaurant,
we're like a restaurant reviewer.
but our friend works
Yes.
there.
That's
So
like
we're
perfect.
like, oh, so are we gonna get this food for free? And our friend is like, well, like maybe a discount, but like not for free. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? It's like
Yeah,
that awkward shit,
definitely.
but like who wouldn't take free food? Who the fuck doesn't want free
Right.
food? You know what I
Well,
mean?
I've definitely had industry guys pay me for content, which is always like a treat. So I'm like, hey, that's great. Like, thank you. Thank you for
Yeah.
supporting me. And so I think that we do pretty good as like a community, but it's weird being like a woman in that position.
And
Like,
I subscribe to plenty of people's OnlyFans pages,
yes,
men
same.
and women, men and women.
Like I was
Like,
telling you, like I spent my first like money on like a male sex worker, you know, in the recent months.
right,
So
yeah.
I was like, this is weird. Like, I can't believe I just bought content. Like, holy fuck. I feel like Mother Teresa.
So fucking funny, bro. I
Like
can't. It's
So
fucking hilarious.
let's go into this subject then. Let's discuss the conversation that nobody wants to have about sex work in the age of these content creators that kind of arose during the pandemic and then the after that thought that they could sell feet and butthole, and now they're just posting it all for free on Twitter. So let's fucking dish about this subject. So
Sure.
my views are clear about the division of porn star contrast to content creator. I really have obviously been in this industry as like a person that's been handling my own hustle for many years. And so it's weird because I started when I was able to sell like a really shitty like flip phone picture nude pop back then. Now, like, people expect like you to like praise them for a $50 transaction, and then they're like endlessly in your DMs, like,
Oh, being so fucking
hey. They're like, hey, and
annoying.
you know, they think because they've spent money, they have like an ownership to you. So you've obviously been in the industry long enough to, I mean, you were established on OnlyFans when the boom happened. So like, what's that look like on your end? Like, what's your take on it? Like, tell us your thoughts.
Well, I've always said this, and I swear to God, I've tried to tell, like, have like serious conversations with people. Like, this is not a joke. Like, people think that it's funny. Oh, like how you said the whole feet picture thing, because some people will say that. They're like, well, I'm not okay with posting my face or like my
Yeah,
nude
no face
body
picture is another
because
thing.
I have tattoos, because I have marks that could be recognized. So I'll just do feet pictures. You know what I'm saying? And I just tell people to be, not that I can tell people what to do. I can't tell anybody what to do, what not to do, but I will tell them that they have to be extremely, extremely aware of the consequences that can happen even by just having a quote unquote OnlyFans page. You know, because some people like to downplay it. Oh, it's just an OnlyFans page. No one's gonna find me. Let me
Yeah.
tell you something. And this is just from even my early days of doing porn. I had people find me. And when I tell you people, the most random fucking people. These aren't people who are close to me, people who are in my circle, nothing like that. It'll be like the fucking neighbor's daughter's friend's son. They found you on this site, you know? And then the fucked up, this is the fucked up thing. And some people will say, oh, well, I just post on OnlyFans. Like, no one can see it from there. As if people don't fucking understand how the internet works. That anything you post online can and will be used against you when you least fucking expect it, because there's somebody out there who might not like you, has a thing out for you, or is just plain fucking nosy, and you may live in a small town like I do. I'm from a small
Me
town.
too.
So people just any fucking thing. So even though you could say, oh, well, I'm just gonna post it on OnlyFans, best believe, because there are vile and vicious people out there. There's at least one person who subscribes to your OnlyFans page that doesn't like you
Oh
or that
yeah.
wants to expose you. And
Oh
they
yeah.
don't fucking mind spending a little bit of money on the subscription and taking all your shit, screen recording, screenshots, and then posting that shit on the dark web, on other websites,
And
sending it to people. Do you
there
know what
also
I'm saying?
are people that will completely make fake
Fake
accounts.
pages. Oh, yeah,
And
the
they'll
whole
pretend
nine.
that they're you and make money off of your images and stuff. I've
The
actually
whole
got a local
nine.
guy. There's a local guy in my area that's been doing that shit for years, and I caught on to it. I've actually thought about like hitting up like Neve, like with catfish.
All right.
It's fucking wacky. And this person has told me, oh my God, it's a goal of mine to get my hands on your stuff because I keep my shit so locked down. But they told me they act like they're a consumer of the art, but they're not.
No.
And so
You have to
here's
be aware of this shit, and that's what
right.
people don't
And
understand, is like that they just think that nothing's gonna happen. I'm like, dude, there's a lot that can happen. So
yes.
much. It'll make your
Yes.
fucking head spin.
And
People
to
have
be
been
very honest,
fired, you know what I mean? People have been fired from their fucking, 'cause a lot of people started in the in during the pandemic. Some of them, people didn't have jobs, some of them did it. And they literally got fired from their fucking jobs because somebody snitched. All it takes is one person. And that's it. Then because you know you're cool, because I've gotten fired from my fucking job, and it's like you're not a good image to the company. That's all they give a fuck about. They don't care how long you've worked there. They don't care how good of an employee you are. The moment that they see you intertwined with adult film, and here's the funny part: even if you say you're quote unquote selling feet pictures, they don't give a single fuck. Not a single fuck. At the end of the day, it's their image over yours. So.
And since everybody, if you're not aware, when people say like a right to work state, that's not like a thing that's not common here in America. There's only just a handful of states that are right to work states. And here's the thing is that means that you can be fired for anything. And if you're discriminated against, good fucking luck, being able to run it through our judicial system because there's not going to be any representation for you unless you have a lot of money. And I just dealt with
And it's
a
also hard to
heavy, heavy amount
prove.
of this. And here's the thing though, you guys, is I don't want this to scare people off of sex work for you to think that it's, this thing that's, at the end of the day, it's no, in my opinion, it is no less, it's no more dangerous than if you're a cute checker at the grocery store, okay? You can pick up a fucking psycho no matter where you're at. That's the world that we live in. But it is something that you need to consider if you want to risk putting it all out there for very little income, because that's kind of the problem that we're all running into is because of the fact that people go out, they do this with no plan. It's so strongly gate kept. And I don't think gatekeeping really, it's kind of, I think also a part of why the pricing has driven down to where it's at because people were gatekeeping and not giving girls information, which didn't help anything because then you get them getting desperate and they're doing the most for the least. Whereas, as I just stated a few minutes ago, we were able once upon a time to sell a picture of our tits from a flip phone for $50. So this has been overly saturated and
Overly, yeah.
not in a way that there's room. There is room for everybody. But the difference is you need to respect this career to
As a
prosper in it
career.
and not damage it. Because sex work is work. it's hard work. It's the hardest work I've ever done, but it's also the most rewarding. But to get the rewards, you have to be a professional, and professionalism is lacking as a whole. I think that that's very, very clear. I mean, you can barely even go like through a drive-through and get your correct order anymore. If you get DoorDash, your DoorDasher fucks around for half of the dash sometimes. You don't get your food forever.
Your food gets cold as fuck. Yeah.
Yes. You know, you go to the doctor's office, doctors are not the same anymore. It's just things have just really gone to shit in the world, and a symptom of it is like poor work ethic, because it's like, well, what's the point?
And then this is what people's last resort is, quote unquote. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's also, you know, that's the thing, is that this is the world's oldest profession for a reason, and that's because at the end of the day, this is a service that goes a lot deeper than like sexiness. The most gnarly people can make a ton of money. Like, your attractiveness doesn't mean shit. If you think because you're hot, you're going to find success, you're going to want to, like, die at the end of the day because you're going to feel like you're so hot some days. I'm full discrepancy. I'm very honest. I mean, I've told everybody, like, I don't do a lot of microtransactions. People don't hit me up as much for, like, a video chat or, like, for a clip, things like that. I do full-on productions, which I make very good money for. But at the same time, you know, we're talking 2 days into me making a full clip that then, you know, one person gives me the amount for that I make a lot of money off of, but then I have to turn around and you know, pander to broke people to try to sell my beautiful creations for $5 a pop, because the art has been completely trashed.
Diluted.
People don't care. They're just trying to churn out stuff. You can go on Twitter and cum your pants if you want. Like, I mean, like, it's literally, there's a girl on there. Oh my God. The only person that I care about on Twitter as a sex worker is Sam's Ram, because she's such a nut. Like, she's like putting like trailer hitches up her ass and stuff. Like, you guys, you could just go see that on Twitter. Like, like, have you seen that shit? Dude? No. It's gnarly. She's just like, she's a farmer. She'll just like sit on corn. I'm just like, holy fuck, dude. Get it. Like, but that's what you have to do now to make money, is you have to have like a niche.
Yes. And so, if you didn't start, I'm not gonna lie to you, I started years ago, because if I'm not, this is the message, like, if you're starting now, I'm being so serious, good fucking luck. And I mean that with sincerity.
You better be on a team with somebody like me, somebody like Paisley Hayes, somebody that's going to show you the fucking ropes. Because otherwise, without management, you're going to be lost in a sea of angry.
Especially
angry
right now. Like, we're right angry. Now is literally the worst fucking time.
You guys, I have not made money in 20 days. 20 days I've gone without making any money. Oh, I made a $5 transaction on OnlyFans today because I battered the fuck out of my subscribers for not paying.
Like, right, and it's like, you shouldn't have to do that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, $5. I'm fucking begging for $5, you guys. What the fuck? Like, and that's the reality, and people don't want to talk about it. And you get on Twitter and you see all these girls that are doms, fine dom girls, and they're like, if you're making less than $10,000 a month, you're a fucking waste of space, basically.
It's and like, it's just, okay,
that's not the truth, and that's not the reality. and people that are making
the
that
reality
kind of
is
money,
a lot of people are broke, but yes.
And the thing is if people are making that kind of money, they're doing a lot more than they're telling you.
And
I love every aspect of sex work, but I'm like, be about your scandal. Like, handle your scandal. Isn't that the saying? Handle your scandal.
I like that. Handle your scandal.
Dylan says it. I love it. I'm like adopting little Dylanisms.
I like that. Shout out to Dylan. That was good.
Chilling with Dylan. He's gonna start, like, I think he wants to kind of do a project like this, and I really cannot wait for him to do it, because he's so good at what he does. And this is all the second praise that I've sang for him. I love Dylan. So anyway, the point is, you guys, is that there is a division right now of like established sex workers and, you know, us kind of being like fed up with the cheapening of the industry. And I think there's going to continue to be a mass exodus of people that are just not in it for like the long haul. And then, you know, I think that the old school touch is going to really, like, my prediction is that it's going to trend back towards the old school. I think that the oversaturation of free porn and like low cost stuff, low budget content creator stuff has really put men off of pornography. which is really weird. So I think there's going to be like a huge rise in like fetish. Fetish is always like really solid. But you're going to see a lot more like, I think, storyline stuff and things like not, I'm not just saying that because that's what I create, but I really do feel like people are going to start looking for like that old school value, that production, the thought process, the movie value of pornography rather than like the commodity of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with you.
Yes. Do you have any last final thoughts on that before we move on to our next topic?
It's just realistically, you know, I would say if you are a content creator to not, I know how it is to be overwhelmed, especially if you're on many platforms like we both are. Mm-hmm. But I would say, but I would also say to, and this isn't something that I could give advice, like, you know, because this takes a long time, but to learn how to utilize the tube sites like Xvideos and Pornhub, because if you make them work in your favor, it can be very good for you. It won't be detrimental, you know, but that's a whole nother conversation on its own.
Be a girl's girl and you'll get the information that you need. Like being a girl's girl is a superpower. Like really, don't be phony to yourself.
I have lots of stuff on my YouTube channel that's free.
Yes. Like, oh my god. Yes. Like, for men and women.
Yes. So like you can go ahead and start there. Paisley has a lot. You have like you, two people right here that are in this room have a lot of information.
Yes, you know, I'm so sorry. I did not even know that you were doing the informational channel until I subscribed to you today. So I'm sorry for not mentioning
it's all
that
good. No, it's all good.
I actually saw Spanish Barbie has a video out for the fellas that teaches you how to make a lady squirt. I saw that.
There you go.
And you
there
have you a video that was titled "How Does Size Matter?" And you have like a banana in the. It's like, oh you're
my
getting,
god,
you're
that was so
dumb.
Fucking
you're
funny. I had to think about something different. I was like, what can I compare penises to? I have to post on YouTube, you know.
I think that the at the end of the day that also like investing in a business is detrimental for success of a business of any kind. If you're in your first year, you're gonna have a you know losses or you're gonna break even. But also like if you're planning to just go into this like empty-handed, like you're gonna fall flat. Like you need to invest in information. There's information, but it is a behind a paywall because people want to see that people are committed before they like are like coming into the industry. So like mm-hmm. utilize those tools, utilize the free stuff, and then take it beyond that. There's also like, you know, the girl from 90 Day Fiance is Stephanie Motto. She has like Unfiltered. She has like guides and all sorts of stuff. Like there's a lot of us that are really passionate about this and don't want to gatekeep. And we want to give people good information because it will help us to be able to make better money again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and anything that we say is the truth too. You know, I don't sugarcoat a damn thing. So
proof in the pudding, like the proof in the pudding. If you can't see somebody's success, like don't believe it.
I love that. I love that.
Twitter posts are not equivalent. But and another thing that I will continue to say is follower count doesn't always reflect the truth either, you guys. I have less than 3,000 followers right now, and I have such a strong network that people come to me about stuff. So it's like, you know, people are wising up to the shit. Like you can buy followers, you can get, you know, one lucky post that got you a shit ton of followers. So that doesn't mean that there's substance or like quality.
Right.
No. And that goes as far for like producers. That goes as far for like producers and stuff like that too. Like I hate how they like don't value people with less of a following. Like, oh, what kind of following do you have? Where's your following? It's like, what the fuck? My pussy's my
literally,
following.
Literally. How many fans on OnlyFans do you have? Like, get out of my fucking
20 on a good day. Like,
like, get out of my face with that shit. Like, what does that even matter? Like,
right. Okay. Right. Well, and if you break down the math, like I usually am chilling in like the top 20%, sometimes like 30 if it's been a rough one. And that's really disturbing because I usually make like $200 a month on OnlyFans. Like what the fuck? Like I should not be in the top 20. That's kind of disturbing.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's
not any money. Yeah. That's like less than I make off of one custom. So right. Anyway, so
that's perspective.
Our friend Spanish Barbie is also a true crime junkie, which yes. I have a very interesting true crime thing kind of unfolding in my backyard in Moscow, Idaho. So the Moscow 4, Moscow murders, a lot of people all around the world have been following this case. It's been just roughly over a year since it happened. The lives of four University of Idaho students that lived right off of campus in a home together were taken brutally in the middle of the night, right before Thanksgiving. Crazy. The suspect is Brian Koberger, or Brian is Koberger, right? And he is still on trial. There's a lot of stuff that's happened that's just like doesn't add up with the whole thing. There's a lot of different public opinions. There's, of course, like a lot of people that are like ready to convict Brian Koberger. There's some of us that are like, which myself included, are like, I feel like there's not a lot of solid evidence. Things are like not adding up. A lot of the people locally, like here in Moscow, they're like, what the fuck? Like, this is just weird. So what, tell me what you know and what your thoughts are on it, and we can kind of banter for a bit.
Sure. So I basically have heard like the basic information, and I saw like the 2020 and all that. Yes, it was like just four kids, and beautiful kids, man. I felt so bad.
Well, sometimes it kind of makes you sad, like, because it's like, did they get privilege of having coverage for this because they were attractive? Like, right, how many crimes do we not hear about? But that's another thing.
Right. Yeah, no, but, and they were so young. They were, like, in their own fucking 20s, so that just, it hits you hard, you know what I mean? But, right. You know, so, and just in the manner, you know, for me, it's always about, like, how someone was killed.
Right.
You know, and it was like, if you said middle of the night, and it was like all four of them. And I just found it so weird because I'm like, wait, between all four of y'all couldn't get one guy? Like, I don't know. Like,
it seems very unlikely that it was just one person. Like, that's the first thing that sticks out to me is this also with like a knife, like four people in that short of a time.
And then it was just like, my whole thing is, and what they haven't been able to answer at all is why. Why? Because they said it was this kid. They said it was that Brian kid. And they said, so it was like, okay, how's the connection? And I believe he went to the same school. Or no, did he not go to the same school?
No, went to WSU, which is, so Moscow borders, it's Moscow, Idaho, and it borders with Pullman, Washington, which is where Washington State University is. And so he was a student at Washington State University. They haven't shown like a connection, but like they said that his location on his phone had like pinged there like multiple times since like the previous August. So there's like this, the story goes that like it was kind of a party house, and if you look up like the footage online about you know, just the stuff, like you can see like dash cam or like police cam footage and stuff from them like coming there to like give like noise complaints and stuff like that.
Okay, so and, I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah, so there's like a lot. There is a lot of stuff that you can find, but basically like you can tell it was a party house and stuff. Okay, so here we go. You guys, I am from this area, okay? I have been born and raised in Eastern Washington. I've lived in Northern Idaho. I've lived all over in this, you know, farmland, okay? So the thing is we're like a main drug hub here. Oh, like, we have like a lot of cartel. A lot of my peers are linked to cartel. It's actually very easy to get involved in that world, a lot easier than I think people think. And so I, since the beginning, and it's not popular. And
why is that? I'm sorry. I'm just curious. Like in that area,
we're on the West Coast. And so like, obviously closer to like Mexico, where I guess a lot of drugs come from. Apparently. Yeah. And so like I am, from my understanding and from kind of my know-how, is that there is a lot of gang life here. A lot of gang life.
I thought it was suburban.
I've spent a lot of years in Walla Walla, Washington, and like I'm not kidding you, like it's a small like town, and there's like regular like gang violence, drive-by shootings, all sorts of stuff. And also Spokane, Washington is up here, which is the second biggest city in Washington. And there's a lot of gang violence there too. So there's like a heavy gang culture. And there's also like a lot of white supremacists too. So like then you have like the white trash people, and like that kind of like biker gang shit, and like wild up here. And no so idea.
Well, that's setting up the story, so that's, right. that's interesting.
So it's really, really easy to get like involved in that world. I have personally been involved in that world. And so I have a soft theory that cocaine is basically like having a beer anymore. And it's really like interwoven into like party life and stuff. So obviously those kids were probably doing blow, right? Mm. Oh my God. What if they hear this and won't come for me? Okay. So please, Lord, guys, I'm nice. I won't tell you guys. I'm just a lowly whore. So
you're so funny.
Okay. Yeah. But like, listen. So like, I think that the kids might have been involved in some drug dealing. And I think that to me makes more sense than all of this.
Right, and because again, it's like, why? There's got to be a motive. Like,
potentially, Brian Koberger is a patsy. He's the fallout guy. And here's a lot of things that make me think this. Number one, Brian Koberger was a heroin addict. He was into opiates and stuff. And so he had a past with drugs, right? Cleaned up, went to college, or so we thought. And so he had a tie to that. He pinged at that house multiple times, right? So what if Brian was like the like drug dealer for this house? What if he was their connect, or vice versa, if he was getting stuff from them? Right. And so he was there and he pinged multiple times because he was picking up something there, right? So Brian Koberger, he's kind of like socially awkward and stuff. Like, socially awkward people love cocaine because it makes them want to talk, and it makes them more like loose and comfortable and stuff. Right. So it makes sense if he would want to. And I just, my mind
like immediately cool goes to do like,
well, and my immediate mind goes to cocaine because I saw those kids, like they look like the white kids at the party that are like, hey, do you got a line? Like, so you know, dead. And so, like, I just really think that there's some kind of a tie there, and maybe, just maybe, somebody there had struck up a deal and started fronting amounts because they were buying so much. They were a party house. They were a main hub for these things to go through. Like, I just have a weird feeling. I really, really do. And it stuck with me the whole time. And the longer that goes, the more information that comes out. Do you know when Brian Koberger was arrested that it is allegedly said that he asked them if anybody else had been arrested?
Wow. Yeah, and they arrested him on the run. Like, he was driving back all over the fuck to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he was driving back home with his dad. Like, what? Oh, man, my heart just is so broken. Like,
and they always like to say, well, like, why are you running, you know what I mean? Like, that was the whole thing. It was like, well, he ran away, you know what I mean? Like, they were going after him, and then he just so happened to fucking be driving cross country. But again, it just never answered the why question for me. Like, they never could come down to a motive. So now that I'm hearing you, I'm like, holy shit, that makes a lot of sense.
I know, but like, also, I'm just a bimbo with a podcast, so don't take me too seriously.
No, but I mean, hey, listen, you always have to. I'm always the biggest believer that you can't just take shit for face value. You can't just take shit for like, oh, because it's what the news said, that's what the journalist said. Like, what? Like, are you serious? And
well, since when do we listen really to like the mainstream news? And also, like, why during the trial, when it's still going on, did they tear down the fucking house? Why did they tear
that was
the house?
Next thing I was gonna ask you. It was like, why? Yeah, why did they do that?
So here's what's up. You need to get in a plane. You need to fly over here. We take my ghost hunting equipment and we go to the property and we ask through my ghost hunting equipment, please tell us the truth. And we do a podcast about it.
I'm so fucking dead. Hey, this is something different, man. I like to find answers, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's an investigative part of me too. Like, how did this happen? Why did this happen? You know what I mean?
And you know, I really don't think that we'll see a Brian Koberger conviction. I really don't. I don't think we're going
to. Yeah, because they have to have fucking evidence.
Well, right. And there's also like people like that are, you know, they think that speculating that there's like police involvement and it's just okay. So
that's my next question. Like, what do other people think in your community? Like, is there anybody else who thinks what you think?
It's really mixed opinion. I've yet to really talk to anybody that solidly thinks that Brian Koberger's the guy, or at least that he acted alone.
Well, most
Just
people don't
people
think
on the
it's him.
internet, but people locally, that's not what I hear. And also, like, it's just weird. It just doesn't line up, and it's just sketchy. And if you look up also the area, Moscow, Idaho, and you look up Christ Church, there's like a full-on like religious cult here too. And so like
Really?
there's like a lot of like weird shit going on in this town. Like half of the town is owned by this cult. So it's just
Really?
weird. Those it's probably completely not connected, but like what if?
Oh, it's like half Christ people and half like kids doing blow,
Well,
like
yeah,
sex.
so it's like a major like it's like a farm area, so there's like lots of farm area like with like fields and farmers and like old schoolers. So there's not very many people my age around here.
Okay,
So like
so older
I
people
go to
usually.
a bar and I fucking am like so lost. Like there's no young professionals here really for the most part. There's some townies, but it's mostly college kids or like old people.
Right, so like no one in between.
Like
Wow, that's
there's
interesting.
probably like a you know the ages of like probably 30 to like 50 very
Right.
scarce.
Wow.
Yeah,
Well,
so
yeah, and
it's
I guess there's probably not a lot of young people that are like, oh, let's fucking move to Idaho, right? Well, at least that area
well,
of
yeah, I mean
Idaho.
most people are here just for school, and so that was a big
Yeah.
reason why also I wanted to come here to start my studio was because I felt like there was a lot of girls probably with like failed OnlyFans that I'd like to help revive their stuff.
She said failed all the time.
Like, let's be
Yeah.
real, they're probably
Yeah.
posting it on Twitter for Pizza Hut. Like,
Five, $3 sale. Like what?
$3 sale for the next 45,000 people because I'm never gonna raise my prices. And no shade, you guys, but that's not how you do business. Like, I'm literally doing an experiment and I made my OnlyFans free, and all it's done was bring freeloaders. That's it. There's just freeloaders there. Now the haters are
Hilarious.
there. They have access to me. Like, hey, haters, do you like how my pussy lips look?
Yeah,
So, yeah, no,
literally.
but like, so yeah, I wanted to, we're almost at an hour, which I don't like to go too much over an hour, but I'd like to spend like maybe like the next 10 minutes talking about AVN. So
Sure.
if you noticed, my screen name has FOMO in Idaho because I have that fear of missing out. I see everybody
Oh, you're
at
so funny.
AVN. I see everybody at AVN. They look beautiful, fabulous. Like they're all like porn star, rock star celebrities in my eyes. Like, and it's weird that these are my peers. It's kind of like it gives me like really like big like imposter syndrome kind of. And I know that like next year, like I'll be there. Like, I mean, something miraculous could happen and I could end up there in the next few days. We don't fucking know. That's how our life is. Basically, a studio could be like, holy fuck, we need to shoot Foxy while we're on the West Coast. We don't know what happens. And that's how it often happens is it'll be, in the industry, like TV, radio, movies, porn, all that shit. Like, people, like, you kind of have to fly by the seat of your pants. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
So, it's weird, but, in the meantime, I'll just be the indie kid with the FOMO, watching everybody have a good time while I eat croissants in Idaho.
You're
Like,
so funny.
for real
Some
though, like, I
croissants
really was. Like, I was sitting, I was eating fucking little mini croissants. Like, and I'm like, I'm eating Walmart croissants in fucking Idaho while my peers are all at AVN. So why aren't you at AVN? Oh, and if you guys don't know AVN, Spanish Barbie, since you're the true like professional here, would you explain to the class what AVN is?
explain to the class. So AVN is, I would say, more of the Hollywood production style of porn awards. So people have been for the past, what, month or so now, there's different categories that you can get awards for. I would say it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's an Oscars
Well, it's
for
been called,
porn,
it's
but
compared to the porn Oscars. The Oscars of porn is AVN. What does AVN stand for? Do you know?
Adult, fuck if I
Video
know.
network? Adult
Maybe.
vaginal nutters.
Oh, that's so
Oh
fucking funny. I should know what this shit stands for, but I don't. Well, I'm not there, right?
Listen, we're at Bimbo Box. It's a safe place.
It's totally okay. These people got nominated for the awards and they don't even know what the fuck AVN
I
stands for.
know. Like,
So it's
listen,
fun.
we just suck dick and spread eagle, okay? Leave us alone. We give you good
Exactly.
times.
Do we make good content? But yeah, why am I not there? Okay, so I have never been to AVN, although I've been to other adult events. I've been to Exotica, I've been to XBIZ, and I'll be just straight up honest, like off rip, is that I don't like these type of events. For me personally, I like to have one-on-one conversations with people, especially person to person, especially a lot of these people I've never met before. And these are, mind you, at these events, it's not just other porn stars, it's also producers, it's
And
also
fans.
companies and fans. So it's not just, amongst our peers, so it's like you never know who's there. And you also have to kind of watch your back, but not in the sense of like, something may bad may happen to you. No, I just mean that again, it's not just you never know who's gonna be there, good or bad, you know what I mean? So you kind of have to, it's like going to like a big ass, imagine like a job, not a job interview, but like
Like a high
a
school
workshop.
reunion almost, or like,
Yeah, and it's almost like a workshop because there's a bunch of people from all over the fucking country. Some people that you may not even think know you, but they do know you. That's happened to me a lot. People have came up to me. I don't know who the fuck they were, but they knew who I was. You know what I mean? So I get anxiety, and I don't like that feeling of like who can be around me now. So I have to kind of like look over my shoulder while someone's trying to talk to me in front of my face. And then I have somebody else waiting on the side who wants to take a picture with me. And then I have somebody else who's been wanting to talk to me for 30 minutes and they've just been following me around. So it's like, oh my God, it's just a clusterfuck of stuff happening all at once. And I feel like I can't relax. Like there's a
Okay.
part of me
So it's
that
like
wants to like
sensory overload.
scream.
Yeah,
It's
it's like sensory
extremely
overload.
sensory overload. And I also feel like I'm genuinely not myself because whoever's talking to me, I feel like I can't give them my 100% attention because I'm literally worried, not worried, but I'm just aware that there's people around me that I have other stuff to do. Do you know what I'm saying? And
Yes,
like
absolutely.
I'm there on a time limit and it's a lot going on. And perception is everything. A lot of these people, especially fans, have only seen you online. So when they
Right.
meet you in person, it's completely fucking different. So I would just throw that out there that they're not my favorite of events to go to. I have my fans that ask me, when are you gonna come here? And I'm just like, oh my God. Like
So
I have to literally prepare myself mentally for it.
Do you do like the expos, like Exotica and all
Yeah,
that?
yeah,
Is
yeah,
that where
yeah, yeah. There, I've been to Exotica, I've been to Exotica Miami, and I've been to Exotica
my
Jersey.
big premiere this year of like doing one of these events is definitely going to be Exotica Chicago. That's going to be my
Nice.
first.
Yeah.
So you should do it too, and we can hang out.
I'm gonna see. I know for sure I'm probably gonna go to XBIZ Miami because I'll be honest, XBIZ was my favorite event that I've gone
When
to. And
is
that was
that
and that
one?
that's in May and it's in
Ooh, maybe I'll try
Miami.
to do that too.
Yeah, it's really
Yeah.
cool. And
Just make
that's
sure
just for
you let
creators.
right. So make
So
sure
that's a
you
good
let me
thing.
know that if you go, you tell me that you're going so I can make sure to bring my mop.
Oh yeah, you're so fucking funny. And the wet floor sign. Yeah.
Yeah, the wet floor sign. I'll
The
just like wear like a wet floor like pasties and bomb
caution, the
set.
caution, the
That would
caution
be kind of
sign.
funny. Oh my God, if we do any events together, should I dress like a fucking wet floor,
That would be
like a
so
wet floor
fucking
sign and
hilarious.
like mop around with you with like a
Oh
mop?
shit. That would be so fucking funny.
Yes,
I
it would.
love
It'd
that.
make
And
for a
that's
hell of a
original, that's
skit.
cute. Hell
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Okay,
So why? Okay, so hold on, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't fucking like. I just had to put that little forewarning out there about how I feel about events. But
yeah.
why am I not at AVN in particular? I feel like a lot. And I've said this before, and you and I have talked about this off camera. But I feel like it's a popularity contest, and I say that, and some people be like, "Oh, but no," and listen. I have a lot of friends who are up for awards. I love them very dearly, and I've been voting for them every day. They don't even know it, but I do.
Yeah,
Because
I do too.
even though it's not important to me and I feel a way about it based on my experiences and what I know, but I also don't want to take that experience away from my friends.
Right.
So it's like that. you know, like even though you don't feel like, even though you may not support something or see the importance of it, other people do. And you, like I said, you don't want to take that away from them because that's your friend, you know? And if this is
Right.
something that they're happy about, then you should be happy for them, you know? So that's just where I'm at.
As a girl's girl, that's like my code. And so I've been voting for the girls that I really like, really believe in. I never like, I don't do things that I don't believe in. Like, I'm not a people pleaser. I'm really not. People think that I probably am because I'm so sweet and like I approach people and really put myself out there. But it's just because I genuinely am like drawn to certain people and like I'm inspired by people. And so I've been doing my votes. My biggest voting has been going to Makana, and she deserves all the love. Have you met Makana yet, Island Girl?
I have not. No, I
Makana
don't
Moon.
think.
I got to spend my time in Seattle with her. We like shared a room and stuff, and like we really bonded and just like had such beautiful adventures, and it was just fucking amazing. So like obviously I've been voting for her a lot, and I voted a lot for Chanel Barbie because I think she's like super pretty.
Yes, I've never met her, but she's always been nice to me.
She's a hustler too. Like I love when I can tell girls are working and they're not like flaunting like this.
No,
Like
they're
I
doing
don't like
real work.
flaunting. I like work.
Right.
You better work, bitch.
Right.
Yeah. So let's tell everybody, Spanish Barbie, where they can find you, and what is your goal, your biggest goal for this year that your, these listeners or people that are your fans could help you to obtain? How about that?
Sure. Okay. So first of all, I would say you can follow SpanishXBarbie.com, and instead of, because I'm on so many goddamn platforms, you can literally go onto SpanishXBarbie.com. That's my main website, and from there you can actually buy clips on. That's something that's very exciting, that now you can actually buy clips from my website. And then you can also find my links to everywhere else. So you can find my Twitter, my Instagram, my safe for work sites, and then my porn sites as well. You could, and then you could honestly Google Spanish X Barbie, see what you find.
Yeah, and you spell it Barbie, you spell it
With
differently
two
because
eyes.
obviously trademark, they will come for you.
Yes,
Ridiculous.
ma'am.
So it's
Yes.
SpanishXBarbie.com.
Yes.
So
Make sure double
go enjoy
eyes.
talking to my friend.
Oh, thank you. You
You're
are
welcome.
fun.
So
And I
what's
would
your
say
favorite?
so, one of my biggest goal for this year. So I finally launched what, you know, with not just me, with the help of other people, because I cannot make a website for my damn, for myself to make, save my damn life. But yeah, I'm super excited about my website because I want to get off OnlyFans as much as possible, and I want to make more money for myself, and I just think it sounds better. Like, yeah, you can buy clips directly from me, not from a third party fucking site that doesn't care about us, you know?
Right. Yep, they take
So
a lot of our money.
we take a lot of our fucking money, and they have no problem deleting our accounts at the drop of a fucking hat.
Yep.
So
Dude, OnlyFans tried to fucking like give me a hard time because I fucking did a video where I fucked myself with a spatula and they were like, absolutely
oh,
not.
forget it. They're ridiculous. Yeah, the shit that they get
Yes.
taken, that shit that gets taken down. But yeah,
Right.
so I'm just very adamant on working for myself and making more money for myself, because I've been on these platforms for years and helping them grow. You know what I'm saying? But like, now it's time that I help myself grow.
I'm
So
so
I would
proud of
just urge, thank you. I would just urge everybody to keep up with me, because you know, that's just one thing that I want to accomplish. There's so many other things that I want to accomplish within the next years to come. And it's just all about branding myself, because I've always said, you know, people only give a fuck about you, your brand, if they care about you as a person. You know, if they find you relatable, if they find you funny. And you know, because I'm not even talking about looks wise, there's a lot of pretty girls out there. It does not mean that all these pretty girls are making all this money, you know? So like, that's just where I'm at right now. I just want to keep building.
Right, and beauty is in the buy. The buy. That was a Freudian slip.
Was
Beauty
hilarious.
is in the eye of the beholder, and there's something out there for everyone. So, if you
Sure
find
is.
Honestly, like, somebody's definitely jerked off to your, like, Facebook profile picture and stuff. So, like, don't even hate yourself. So with that note, please, you know, support the girls out here that have their own websites. Like, if you can, like, buy directly from them, that's, like, such a beautiful provider to client connection to it. And mm-hmm. that earns a lot of respect for us. And when you have a bad day and you want to slip into a DM, if you're spending money, we'll love it. Like, it will be like, you know, yeah. I don't care. If you're loyal and you like support me, like I will spend hours talking to you for free. Like, but you got to support me. Like
right,
it's
right.
So just be good to us.
Help me help you.
We love you. And you know what we provide is a service that betters the world. And that's a whole different show. You know, on that note, I'm going to say goodbye to Spanish Barbie. I'm going to remove her from the stage. Don't go anywhere. We'll chat for another minute when I'm done and I'm going to sign off. So thank you so much. And
thank you.
Don't get wet on your way out.
Thank you very much, baby. Appreciate it.
So I really hope that you guys enjoyed this very open banter with two professional sex workers, and it maybe brought you to some perspective that you had never thought about. And hey, bimbos like murder mysteries too. And so, like, also that little quip about the Moscow murder, like, that was really interesting. If you guys are enjoying this, make sure that you like, subscribe, rate me if you've listened to enough episodes on Spotify. That's like seems to be like my main honey hole right now. So like, fuck yeah, Spotify. And if you want the video versions, it is always uploaded a day after on YouTube. Other than that, you can find me at fans.site/foxybox. FAWXYBAUX. That's my name. Don't wear it out. And hey, if you want to be a guest and you have some interesting stuff that you've accomplished and you have some substance and can hold a conversation and want to just speak freely, email me at foxybox@gmail.com. And if you have any hate comments, please send them to my friend Erica at the Surreality Podcast, and you should listen to her. Love you guys all. I'll see you again because guess what? I've got like so many more guests planned. My interview for Monday is a huge deal, and I've got a few others that are really fucking big deals too. So stay tuned and thank you.
Bimbo Box is part of the Outside the Box Productions universe. Don't forget to think outside of the box. Like, subscribe, share, and turn on those notifications.